All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea, you want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and welcome back to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is episode 61. It's been an interesting week, and here's my question. Are we moving forward, or are we moving backwards as a nation? It's a tough call, you know, especially in race relations. That's where it's really tough. I don't know if you've heard some of the stuff going on. First of all, I want to say kudos, and this is definitely a move forward. I'm very happy to see it, very proud of the young man. Darrell Wallace Jr. won a NASCAR race at Martinsville. Darrell Wallace Jr. drives a truck in the truck series of NASCAR, 20-year-old black guy, and he won a race. And it's the first time a black person has won a NASCAR race in 50-plus years. Hell, might be the first time a black person's been at a NASCAR race in 50-plus years. Now, I got a friend who's a NASCAR fan. He's a brother. He's a black man. And he talked to me about it, and I said, you know, I'm really happy for Darrell. I'm proud of him, but I still can't support NASCAR. And he said, well, at least NASCAR has a diversity program. And my response is, well, why do they need a diversity program? You know, it's too bad that in 2013 that we're still dealing with the first black person to do anything, and that it's news. You know, we're amazed. And the thing about NASCAR is, I'm not going to say that NASCAR is a racist sport, but I will say that they look on the racism of many of their fans with a wink and a nod. Let's face it, NASCAR is a good old boy sport. And there's rebel flags all over the place sending a message. And, you know, that's the message they send, that you are not welcome here. They send that message to minorities. So that's why they have a diversity plan, because they need one. Because in other sports, and my boy talked about it, about there's racism in other sports. Yeah, there is. But in other sports, if you were to be publicly out and out racist, they would shame you. They would shame you to either, well, I doubt if you're going to change your minds, but you're going to crawl back into the hole that you belong. You know, that nobody's going to be rolling out a rebel flag at a Major League Baseball game. Nobody's unfurling a rebel flag in the stands of a football game. So are we moving forward or moving back? I say this is a move forward. I say it's great for Darrell Wallace Jr. and any racers who may be coming up behind him, that it shows it can be done. And you know, one day, maybe we will get past that. So on that one, I'm going to say we're moving forward, and that's a great sign. Now, moving backwards, brother, don't shop at Barney's. Sister, don't shop at Barney's. I don't know if you've heard about this. Barney's New York apparently has a hotline directly to the NYPD. And if you are young and black and spend money there, they arrest you. I didn't say shoplift there. I didn't say wander the store aimlessly looking suspicious. If you actually buy something with money, apparently you have to bring proof as to where you got the money, when you got the money. It's not, you know, there was a time you had to have proof of income and proof of employment to get credit. But Barney's is like, oh no, you can come in and spend money, but we want proof. Now there's two cases going on. Trayon Christian is a 19-year-old college student, went to Barney's, buy a $349 Ferragamo belt because rappers wear it. And again, if you're 19, you do stuff like that. Don't get into the logic of, oh, is that a wise fiscal decision? You're 19, you do stuff like that. Barney's, when he walked out of the store, had the police arrest him. And they held him for 2 hours before they said, oh, his credit card is valid. You know how sometime they check your card at the cash register, they make a call and you have to wait there. And we've all been close to that limit where you're like, man, I hope this call goes through. Well, Barney's has apparently a different technique. You go ahead and buy it. You walk outside and you're under arrest. Oh, and we'd like to say it's an isolated incident, but it isn't. Because Kayla Phillips, who's, I believe, early 20s, Kayla Phillips bought a $2,500 Celine handbag. Again, not judging the whether she can afford it. I don't care. You want a $2,500 handbag? This is America. You're free to buy one. Apparently not at Barney's, because when she walked out, the cops arrested her. Why? Because she had a temporary debit card. Why'd she have a temporary debit card? Because that's what Bank of America gives you until they issue your permanent credit, your permanent debit or credit card. Okay, have you been through this? Because I have. They give you a temporary card, and it's attached to your account, and you can use it. And the thing is, when they ran it through the machine, it gave them $2,500. Barney's, it's none of your business where she got the $2,500. It's none of your business if she don't look like she should have $2,500. How much is this going to go on? Backwards? Are you kidding? I remember in the early 80s, 81, 82, 83, back then, I was a kid. I worked at, and when I say I was a kid, this 18 to 21 years old, I worked at Lockheed. And you guys, anyone listening to this knows I'm a car nut. So I had kind of nice cars as a kid because I didn't have anything else to spend my money on. Hey, wait a minute. I still live that way today. Anyway, I can remember being pulled over for driving while black. Yeah, just pulled over because I had an RX-7 and then I had a Corvette and the cops were like, how can you afford this car? Prove to us you own this car. And the only reason it doesn't happen now is because I'm older and I think they're like, all right, now he's allowed to have a nice car. But apparently, young brothers and young sisters are not allowed to shop at Barney's. Now, here's the really strange thing about this to me, the real strange tie-in. God bless Jay-Z, all right? I like Jay-Z. I like his music and what he does. But Jay-Z has a deal with Barney's. You talk about being caught in the middle. A rapper has a deal with Barney's, a store that profiles black kids who buy clothes based on the fact they saw a rapper wear them. You talk about a full circle. Jay is having some problems here. You know, you remember the Oprah Tom Ford incident, right? When Oprah was in Sweden, looked at a Tom Ford bag and they basically ran her out of the store saying she couldn't afford it. Jay-Z has a song about Tom Ford. Now, brothers and sisters are being run out of Barney's. Jay-Z has a deal with Barney's. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay-Z does not like young black people. That was my Fox News moment. That would be the way they work and put that together. And they would say, see, it's all right to not like young black people because not even Jay-Z likes young black people. But wow, Jay-Z is caught in the middle and he has been hit up about this. And he said he's just waiting, you know, people don't right away boycott, blah, blah, blah. But he said he's waiting for all the facts in the story and he's going to make his decision. And I don't know what he's going to do personally. I'm not going to Barney's because I can't always prove the what I've earned, you know? This, I'm going to tell you how dumb this profiling is. I was working on a cruise once, and a woman came up to me after a show. She said, "Wow, you're really funny. You know, my son, he works in entertainment. He's funny too, blah, blah, blah." It was Will Smith's mother. Now, this woman was ordinary. And what I mean by that, nice looking woman, you know, but she didn't look like her son could buy the cruise ship. She just didn't have anything to indicate that. So I wonder if she went into Barney's and bought, I don't know, a $20,000 bag or something like that, a $50,000 pair of shoes. I don't know what they, you know, but if, and they stopped her, how would they feel? She's like, "Well, you know, my son made enough money to buy this while we were having this discussion. Yeah, in the 4 minutes we talked, he made $100,000. You know, again, are we moving forward or moving backwards? This is just sad in this day and age that we're still dealing with this. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. There are young black people and young Hispanic people and young people. There are people of all ages and all races who work and save money and on occasion buy luxury goods. Maybe it's something that they couldn't normally afford and they splurge. Maybe they have more money than you know about. Maybe they have, who knows? But if they buy it and the card goes through, you probably don't need to call the cops to arrest them, okay? Moving backwards, voting rights laws. We all know about this. I don't have to go into the whole thing and into the details about how giddy some Republican districts and Republican red states are about the Supreme Court going backwards on voting rights laws and allowing states to come up with these weird, quote, ID requirements and who knows what else they're going to come up with by the next year in congressional the next congressional elections. But we know we're moving backwards. Moving forward, a judge in Indiana, a Judge Posner, who Judge Richard Posner, 31-year veteran of the Indiana courts, now said he was wrong when he made up the majority opinion on a voter ID case. He said straight out, you know, when a judge says I screwed up, that is big. Judges don't say that about themselves. That's like an umpire saying, oops, I got that one wrong. Doesn't happen. But what Judge Posner said was that this voter ID law is a type, and I'm quoting, "It's a type of law now widely regarded as a means of voter suppression rather than of fraud prevention." Listen, we all know the story. We know the routine. They go in and say, this is to prevent voter fraud, which happens less than 1% of the time has anybody been like in North Carolina where they instantly passed all these ID laws. They don't have any voter fraud. They don't have any cases of voter fraud to show. So, you know, the thing is, it's moving forward for a judge to say he was wrong. Does it have any real impact? No, it's not like he can reverse his decision. It just means that, you know, somebody admitted that they were wrong. And that is a move forward. That is a change. Will voter rights laws change? Not until the Supreme Court changes. The hope is that one of the conservative justices will go away under Obama presidency and Barack Obama will appoint a more liberal judge, because while the Supreme Court and the judicial branch is supposed to be separate from politics, I don't think anyone is that naive to think that it doesn't make a difference which president nominates which judge. So, you know, welcome to voter suppression, and have your ID ready. Forward, the Cheerios commercial. This is one of those controversies that I laugh at, because we're talking about a Cheerios commercial, and people lost it. People lost their minds over this. Now, if you haven't seen it, you can find it on YouTube. But basically, Cheerios had a really cute little girl asking her mom if Cheerios was good for your heart. And mom said yes. And the little girl went and poured a whole box of Cheerios on her dad's chest. And it was really cute and funny and blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the controversy. Mixed race child asking a white mom and pouring Cheerios on the chest of a black dad. Millions of people just jumped all over it. They commented, it's racist, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, lost their minds over it. I guess that the child was I don't know, maybe supposed to throw some fried chicken or some ham hocks on dad, or ask mom, what's that black criminal doing in the living room? Or I really don't know. I don't know what the commercial was supposed to say. Mom, is it safe to eat Cheerios with a black man laying on the couch? Has he been shopping at Barney's? I don't know. But people lost their minds over this commercial. So kudos. And moving forward was Cheerios for doing the commercial. And I'm not even going to say moving backwards. I'm going to say stagnant. Right where they are, right where they want to be. All the idiot racists who jumped all over this commercial as being, you know, the worst thing that's ever happened, and blah, 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 and teaching kids the wrong message. Damn it, they're teaching the kids to be open-minded. How dare they send that message to my children? Ugh. These are the same people who somehow think gay marriage means gay people are going to come into their house, grab their children, take them to the brainwashing facility, and let them know not to hate gay people. Ugh. Damn it. Brainwashing, I tell you. What happened to the morality? It's about Jesus and blah, 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 and a bunch of backwards ass idiots. Sorry, but I call them as I see them. Now, the hope, okay, we're moving forward, we're moving backwards. Here's the hope. They showed that commercial to a bunch of kids, and just to see how the kids would react. And you know how the kids reacted? It was so funny. They said, it's a Cheerios commercial. And they were like, wait a minute, what do you mean it's a Cheerios commercial? The kids said, well, it was a really cute little girl, and they were doing a commercial about Cheerios. They had to explain, and these kids were, I don't know, ages, I'm just guessing, okay, ages 7 to 13. That's how old these kids were. The kids were like, what? You know, when they told them what the problem was with the commercial, that it was a mixed race couple, the kids didn't even, that never occurred to them. And they said things like, one 7-year-old girl, it's just the color of their skin. What matters is whether they're nice or mean. Another kid, how did they get angry over what? Another kid cutely said that I thought Martin Luther King solved this problem. So there's the hope. The hope is that these young kids are colorblind, and that the hope is that these young kids' minds, I mean, they're 7 to 13, that they don't get ruined by all the hate and the hate groups. And when I say the hate and the hate groups, I don't mean the Klan. I don't mean the overt. I mean the subtle, the ones that just teach it and pretend it's about equality. Hear that, Tea Party? Oh, I've been getting it. I've been getting heat from the Tea Party on my website, because when I posted about Darrell Wallace winning the NASCAR race, I said, I hope the Tea Party doesn't show up and say, give us our race back. And then they posted on my site, the Tea Party, it's not racist. I've read all the Tea Party literature. It has nothing to do with race. So I'm sorry if I've offended the Tea Party, and I hope you get your country back from the black guy. Anyway, enough of that. The hope is with the kids. kids 7 to 13 watched this commercial that adults lost their minds over, and the kids didn't even know what was wrong. Like, they didn't even know what they were supposed to be reacting to. The race thing never occurred to them. How beautiful is that? There is definitely hope. Really quick, kudos. I'm a car fan. I'm a race fan. Sebastian Vettel won his fourth Formula One World Championship in a row. Now listen, it's the United States. I know most people aren't race car fans. Believe me, that is a major achievement. That is like winning four NBA championships. Matter of fact, even more so, that's like winning four Super Bowls. It doesn't happen too often. It is an amazing achievement. Personally, I'm a Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso fan. I think that Vettel wins because he has the best car. But regardless of my opinion, sorry, I have to throw my opinions in there. He won four. That's great. Congratulations. If you're not into Formula One racing, believe me, it is the most amazing sport. I love going. There's a race coming up in Austin, Texas, at the Circuit of the Americas. Listen, if you're not in the cars, you've probably turned this podcast off already, so I could talk about it a little. Formula One racing is this amazing technological thing that's what I love about it, but it's basically rocket ships on four wheels. And worldwide, pay attention, kids, it is one of the richest sports in the world, okay? Formula One drivers, when you look at the top 10 paid athletes on Earth, Formula One drivers are always up there, $20, $30 million a year between races and endorsements. So, kids, learn to drive fast. It starts with go-karts. You could make it, all right? I am about to head to Canada. I'm about to start a Just for Laughs tour. They call us the Rat Pack. It's Darren Rose, Canadian comic, myself, Orny Adams, and Tom Papa, two brilliant guys. We're the main part of the tour. Jeremy Hotz is going to be dropping in on the tour. Godfrey's going to be dropping in on the tour. Robert or Bobby Kelly is going to be dropping in on the tour. We are about to have a ball. We're going from St. John's in the east to Victoria in the west. I'm going to be touring Canada for the next 3 weeks. And here's my job. Here's my job. I have to explain to Canada why, when the United States got a health care bill, our leaders figured the best thing to do was shut down the government. Try and make that make sense to Canadians. I can't wait to get up there. I love Canada. I love you guys for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention and knowing it's you. Thank you and good night.